Your world, your challenges, your faith. When faith within engages the world without, there's power. It's living life from the inside out.
Over the course of our lifetimes, about 17% of us will become caregivers for our parents, which also means that some of us will be cared for by our children. It sounds like it could be challenging and exhausting and maybe awkward. So what might we learn from people who've already traveled that road? We'll talk about that today on Family Life's Inside Out. I'm Martha Menikas Foster, and my guest is Linda Nguyen, author of the book, The Road to Glory, Walking Mama Home. Welcome, Linda, to Inside Out.
Thank you, Martha. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
I appreciated reading your book, and I'm looking forward to what we can discuss today. So let's just start off here, Linda. What part of caring for an aging parent do you think would surprise most people who have never provided that kind of care?
Well, I think they would be surprised to know that they're in the majority. The biggest surprise to me was the disconnect between the world's view of caregiving and God's view. From the world's view, many people, even the healthcare professionals, told me, Linda, you don't have to visit your mom every day. They even said, nobody does that. But they do. And I think people might be surprised to know that the mandate to care for our aging parents came from God. He expects us to take care of our aging parents and our grandparents as well. Because they took care of us at the beginning of our lives when we couldn't take care of ourselves. They might also be surprised to know how seriously God considers our taking care of our parents as they age. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. However, that may be more of a shock than a surprise. But for me personally, it might surprise people to know that caregiving provided me with a season of tremendous spiritual growth, doing what God led me to do and setting myself aside for the benefit of my mother.
There's a selflessness that comes along with this, isn't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think caregiving is a calling.
Well, what if people say, I didn't get that calling?
Well, you know, some people don't get that calling, but we're all mandated to care.
Right. No, you're right.
to put others first, to be selfless, as you said.
You know, when I had the experience that my husband and I had in elder care, one of the things a friend of mine who's a healthcare professional said is that, you know, Martha, you can look at all the ratios on how much staff per every client in the nursing home or in the assisted living facility. But the fact is that you change that dynamic when you visit every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Being an intercessor is required if you want quality care for your parents.
Which also then shows how sad it is for those people who don't get any visitors anytime.
Absolutely. And that's why it's important to reach out to those as you're on your way to visit your own parents in the facility, wherever they are. It's so sad to see the number of people that have no visitors ever.
Yeah.
But their adult children will be held responsible for everything that they did not do. I think God calls them sins of omission.
Right. I think one of the awkward things that we should talk about right here is that elder care, it flips the relationship, right? A child takes on some of the parental role. So how can adult children continue to show honor for their parents and that the fact that they have agency, your parent is a separate individual, a person that you've honored, the person who had authority over you for quite a while in your life. How can you show honor to your parents while now making decisions for your parents?
Well, we honor our parents by being vigilant intercessors for them, just like they did for us when we were growing up. Plus, as much as our parents are able, they should be included in the decision-making process. When someone talked over or around my mother, she would blurt out, I may be blind, but I'm not stupid. stupid.
I appreciated that every time you put that in the book. It's like,
I know.
It's spunky.
So we honor our parents by directing conversation away from ourselves and to them, mm-hmm. unless, however, they want us to respond. Many older people are still fiercely independent and want to make their own decisions, but if they're not able to make their own decisions, we can still ask them what they want and then apply the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. There was a time early on where you made a decision, you and your sisters made a decision that was contrary to what your mother wanted. And that's a position many, many of us will be in, and that is to say it is time that you moved. The best way to take care of you, for you to be cared for, is for you to move from your home. So there are times when you overrule your parent, right?
Yes. That's necessary to overrule. When you have reached the end of your rope and the situation that they're in can no longer continue, for whatever reason, it's time to make a change.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you have to stick to your guns and deal with the anger that follows it.
Right, right.
Because they are not happy campers when their wishes are not continued.
Mm-hmm. I try to keep putting myself in the situation of having one of my children come to me and say, this is what needs to happen and we're doing it. And feeling, okay, I understand the resistance because I would resist it, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm still capable, even though my children in this hypothetical situation are saying, but you no longer are and you're not in a position to judge it.
I think God prepares us for that, though.
Okay.
I think if it's time for a change, I think God will work in us to conform us to His will for us, because He only wants the best for us. And I think because you and I have been in this situation, when our time comes, God will have worked in us. He's worked in us by mm-hmm. our helping our parents out.
You're absolutely right that it is a training ground, even though that's not the primary reason
True.
For it, but it is a training ground for
yes, it is.
For being in that situation. You're absolutely right. Well,
mm-hmm.
let me take a moment here to reintroduce you to our audience. I'm Martha Menikas Foster, and you're listening to Family Life's Inside Out. My guest today is Linda Nguyen, author of the book The Road to Glory, Walking Mama Home. Linda, what would you say is the most challenging part of caring for an aging parent and negotiating the elder care system? And very importantly, how did you see that following Jesus made a difference in how you walk that path?
The main challenge I faced was dealing with the fact that we live in a fallen world and having to meet head on the trouble Jesus promised we would have. He said, in this world, you will have trouble. That was a promise.
Mm-hmm.
And that trouble came in the form of bad people doing bad things
mm-hmm.
and good people having a bad day.
Mm.
But because Jesus is the way, He's the only one who can lead us through the maze of elder care with grace. He showed me how to set myself aside for the benefit of my mother, to put her needs before my own, and how to smooth the path before us mm-hmm. without Him. We would have been lost.
Mm. You certainly document a number of times when you needed to stand your ground and step forward maybe into the face of someone to say, no, this is how things need to be, or no, this is the attention you need to give to my mother. So
mm-hmm.
it's not about pleasing people sometimes. It's about making your parents' needs known.
Yes, and I mean, when the responsibility of their care is up to you, you have to stand your ground. You have to do what's best for them. We're going to need an intercessor when it's our turn, someone who will speak in our behalf and stand up for us. I have seen so many of my friends, I mean, even recently, because a particular friend, she was diagnosed with 3 valves in her heart that were faulty.
Mm.
And while they had her under, they should have repaired them, but they didn't. They put her surgery off for 4 weeks. And if it had been my spouse, I would have been beating doors down mm-hmm. to get her in there quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But she died.
Oh.
She died before she had that surgery because nobody stood up. And that's what we have to do. when we know we're right, we must stand up for those we love. Nobody else is going to do it.
No, you're right. And in your particular case, you were even given this as a mandate, not only from our Lord, but also from your dad. I mean, he asked, but he asked that you take care of your mother. So if you had at any point doubted that that was your gift and role at that point, your calling, you heard it in words, right?
I did.
Yeah, right.
From my earthly father and my heavenly father. They were in agreement, and, you know, you can't fight that. You cannot fight that.
Oh.
And so my sole purpose was to make sure that whatever happened, I was going to keep my mother safe. You know, you hear all the horror stories, but my sole purpose was to keep her safe as we wandered into this wilderness together.
Right. So with all of your experience, and I mean, you wrote a book to help the rest of us, but with all of your experience, what conversations would you encourage families to have right now before a parent in the family might need care?
Well, where they want to live when they can no longer take care of themselves needs to be discussed. That discussion will lead to what finances are available, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But initially, many parents want to stay in their own home. That's what Mama wanted. But when they can no longer take care of themselves, they would rather go to a nursing home than to be a burden on their children. I've talked to many of my neighbors about that, and they all say the same thing. I don't want to be a burden on my children. Send me to a nursing home. I'll be fine. But legally speaking, you might want to get your parents' thoughts about a living will, which is a legal document that clearly and explicitly states their wishes regarding medical treatments and decisions. Then get their ideas about a power of attorney that grants authority to someone they trust to act on their behalf when they're no longer able. That gets into some pretty serious issues, but those two legal documents are extremely helpful.
Right. And talk about this when everybody is of sound mind, because that, especially that last one, can be very scary when people may be a bit altered in their thinking and can be suspicious about giving up any of those rights, which again is it's a very serious conversation at any point that you have it. But when your parent still knows who you really are and how you have their best in mind, because that's a big ask to ask them to sign that power of attorney.
Yeah, it is. But you know, being of sound mind, if you really are of sound mind, you understand the need for that.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yes, you are. So I have another question, and that would be for those people who right now are taking care of their parent, and we can imagine some of the feelings they have, and if they're not having that feeling right now, this moment, they might have had it yesterday, they will tomorrow, of being incredibly exhausted, of feeling maybe unappreciated, of feeling like, oh, I wish there was more help for me, you know, as I do this. What words of encouragement would you give them as they listen to someone who's been down that road?
The biggest help and the most comfort that you could have is knowing that Jesus is walking this path with you. He's leading you down the safest way for you to go. He's comforting you and walking beside you and holding your hand every step of the way. And he's even your rear guard. He protects you from every single direction that you can be protected. And he indwells you to keep you calm in the face of all the trials and tribulations that you're going to face. And it's his promise. I am with you always. And if you have Jesus, you really don't need anybody else.
Well, what wonderful words to end on. Thank you so much for joining me on Inside Out today, Linda.
Thank you, Martha. If any of your listeners have questions, they can contact me through my website, lindawynn.com, and they'll also find a link to the book on Amazon.
Wonderful. You've been listening to Family Life's Inside Out, and my guest has been Linda Wynn. To learn more about Linda and her books, just like she just said, you can log on to lindawynn.com. That's LindaWinn.com. I'm Martha Menikas-Foster with this edition of Inside Out on Family Life.